Good afternoon, mate. It is a good afternoon. And I tell you what, I think we spoke about a month ago and told you that Melbourne, along with being a grand final, and you asked me about the Dogs, the team I've supported since I was born, and I just thought not making the top four was going to hurt them too much. A month is a long time in anything, and it's particularly long in AFL footy when the Dogs could have won these runs. So I'm very happy to be wrong, Daniel, which is something that I'm not normally happy to be. Today, and hopefully in 10 hours' time, I'm even more so happy if I get to play.
So how are you actually feeling, Cam? We're a couple of hours away from the first bounce. How are you feeling as a dog supporter?
Nervous. And I spent so much, I'm 40 now, but I spent so much of my first 35 years of life, and most of that, you know, being aware, 30-odd years of being a dog supporter, I actually never thought we'd make a grand final. And then 2016 was just a remarkable month, and obviously, it culminated in that wonderful play. So now I'm in that situation where I'm like, I'm a little bit more at peace of being a doggy supporter. And this has kind of happened in a similar way. As I said when I spoke to you last time, I wasn't sure that they'd be able to get on this run again. They've done that. But there's a fair bit of nerves. I think there'll be Dogs and Deeds fans probably right now who think to themselves, I understand what he's saying. Because even when the Dogs led by 70-odd points early in the fourth quarter against Port Adelaide, I still refuse to believe that they were going to cruise to a grand final. So there's a lot of pessimism attached to sport and teams when you haven't had the success you desperately crave. So it's a weird feeling. It's a very weird feeling today to have the D's and the Dogs fans, both who are traditionally very pessimistic for obvious reasons, sitting around going that, well, tonight, one of us are going to finally be happy.
Well, you mentioned there about 2016, and to be fair, it sort of has that 2016 feel about it, having to win every game to get where you are. And I guess, you know, from your camp, you want the Dogs to win it. How are they going to win it?
They're going to win it by getting the ball first. And I've gone on the Armchair Expert their show this morning on Channel 7. I ducked out just quickly to take a quick little break from my radio show to have a chat to you. I've right now said, Tom Lee Ritore would be the Normsys medalist. When he was tagged out of it earlier in the year by James Harms, they couldn't get their hands on the ball first, and the stoppage work and the clearance work, which means, you know, Petrarca, Oliver, they were able to get it inside 50 pretty quickly and really put a lot of pressure on the tools of the Dogs. Defensively, they struggled. So Lee Ritore is able to get it first, feeds it to Bont. McRae gets it 35 times a week. So it's almost all on those stoppage players. If Lib is the guy who gets his hands on the ball before Jack Viney, I think that'll be the difference. And it makes life a lot easier when you're not under pressure the whole time and you're kicking it inside 50 to one-on-one with Norton and Stephen May compared to just lobbing it inside 50 and allowing two of those great defenders just to waltz on over and be able to mark it. So get the ball first. It seems very simplistic. They couldn't do it in the earlier meeting when Melbourne never gave them a chance. They did it really well in round 19. So that's how the Dogs are going to win a premiership, hopefully.
Cam Luke, host of Armchair Experts on Channel 7, joins us this afternoon. Very nervous Dogs fan. Now, there's always hard luck stories when it comes to the grand final. Vandermeer is out. Gardner's out. Obviously, they're going to be disappointed. But what do you reckon will go through their minds? I guess maybe a bit of determination to be better. I mean, there's always these hard luck stories.
There is. Gardner's a hard luck story. Vandermeer, I think, will play as the sub. That doesn't get announced. It's very weird because it sounds like he's been dropped. It's next to his name is omitted. He obviously was tight in the hamstring in that prelim. But I think he'll be the sub, which aren't too far away from being announced. But Ryan Gardner's a hard luck story, of course. He was a guy who got picked up in the mid-season draft when he got introduced a couple of years ago. He worked his way into a back line that isn't full of stars, but they play a role particularly well that Luke Beveridge gets them. Alex Keith got hurt. He got hurt really badly as well. Hurt his shoulder in that big win against West Coast in Perth in the middle of the year. So he's only played 9 or 10 games. We just thought he'd beaten Zane Cordy out in an opportunity to be able to solidify his spot in the 22. Keith hurting the hamstring for the prelim allowed Zane Cordy to come in, who was part of that team in 2016, came in and played really well in the prelim, and I think with Max Gawn being so dominant when they've met, I think that'll be something that is in the back of Luke Beveridge's mind as well. I think he might use Cordy, who's been there, to be able to go and bash legally, of course, just really be physical on Max Gawn and have a three-pronged attack. So I think that's what he is thinking, but I'd be, from a sporting perspective, there wouldn't be much worse than getting dropped for a grand final. It would stay with you for the rest of your life. And thinking of him and how tough it'll be. And they're better men than me, Daniel, because whoever it might be tonight, be it the Dogs, be it Ryan Gardner, or those guys on the periphery like Mitch Wallace, down the other end of it, if it's Malcolm or Jaden Hunt, guys who've been there in really tough times will be celebrating with their teammates. You'll have a medallion, but they won't. So really sad in a sporting sense for these men. But that is what makes winning an AFL premiership so special, because it can only be 22, or in this particular case with the Medisub, 23 men who can do it each year.
Now, this then brings the question that you and Adam Cooney had about premiership medals. Should everyone on the list get one?
I don't think so. I think there is something really special about and Adam, who didn't quite make it to a grand final, but has played at the highest level. He's a guy who says you don't play for the medal. You play for the actual feeling of euphoria when that siren goes on grand final day. So in that sense, it would be somewhat a hollow feeling. His words, not mine, to get a medal because you are part of a team. Then you've got to dig a little deeper. Do you give it to everyone who's played a senior game? Do you give it to everyone on the list, some of which... of course, in different parts of their career or development might not be close to playing a senior game. So I think it should stay the way that it is. I also think to end the argument, because it happens every year, is to just send out a survey anonymously by the AFL Players Association and just simply ask every player to say yes or no. Would you like to see it brought in? I would say that I reckon about 90% of players would go, we don't want to see this, and that will end the argument. The AFL, anyone can lean on that for eternity, and that unfortunately leads to the heartache of what we spoke about previously. Yep. But I think that we should just keep it to the players who, in a sense, were there on grand final day on the ground.
Okay, Cam, just finally, Dogs by how many?
Dogs by 4 points. It's not going to be good for the heart. I mean, Melbourne's been the best team all year. I've tipped Melbourne to win the flag almost all year. And I reckon the bye, which helped the Dogs so big in 2016 at the start of the final series, it's going to help them again at the end of it, the week before the grand final. So, for me, the Dogs by 4 points. I don't know how I'm going to hold up. D's and Dogs fans, D's 57 years waiting for this moment. And if I am correct, if we go into the last 2 or 3 minutes and there's less than a kick in it, it is going to be unbelievable, gripping, intrigued, drama-filled television. And what a game it'll be, but... the Dogs just live it for Norm Smith, and hopefully I have got a, to be fair, always drink responsibly, I've got a winner's hangover tomorrow rather than a loser's.
All right, about 5 to 10 then you're hoping to hear this. Well, let's hope you hear that.
I really hope you're right. At 5 to 10, that thing is playing. It's playing all night. It's such a strange feeling as well. I just want to give a shout out to all the D's and Dogs fans as well. I live, as I think I've said before, right next to the MCG. I desperately want it at the MCG for selfish reasons. It's going to be a wonderful spectacle tonight. But I'm thinking of a lot of your listeners who have waited a long time to be able to go to a grand final. The world we live in right now is a really frustrating, sad world in different parts of it. But trying to get as much enjoyment out of watching your team play off in a grand final as you can, even though it does suck. So enjoy it nonetheless, and hopefully we're all back at the G in 12 months' time.
Hey, Cam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Hey, Daniel, as always, mate, love chatting to you. We'll talk soon.
We'll talk soon. Cam Luke, they're the host of Armchair Experts on Channel 7. It is Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.